Six Nations archaeological team provided an update about findings and artifacts that have been collected over the 2022 year to Six Nations elected council during the April 24th political liaison meeting. The archaeology team monitors work and construction sites for Indigenous artifacts. Tanya Hill, supervisor for Six Nations Lands and Resources, spoke on the work being done by the archaeology team and how many sites are being covered by the team.
So we have positive growth every year with the archaeological community monitoring program. Last year, we had roughly 220 sites going on at different times throughout the field season. In regards to that, we usually have about 28 a month that kind of filter through the month.
Hill says the team has concluded their work at the Fisher-Hallman site in Kitchener, Ontario, and spoke on how many artifacts were found.
So last year we finally concluded, and I brought this to council before, the Fisher-Hallman site, where we had around, you know, I think we, in the beginning of season, we had around 80,000. As we ended that field season in 2022, there was roughly 120,000 artifacts that were recovered on Fisher-Hallman site. So we're now completed. The artifacts are now in lab going through analysis.
She says the team will now continue the work at the Huron South site, which is also located in Kitchener, about 1.4 kilometers away from Fisher-Hallman. She says she believes the two Kitchener sites are connected.
Another Kitchener site we're on is Huron South. So Huron South is probably around 1.4 kilometers away. So it's in the vicinity of the Fisher-Hallman site. Do I believe there's connection with the two sites? Definitely. They're both the same time period. So we started that site in 2020 and it's still ongoing. So it went into 2022, 2021 and 2023. We're just got boots on the ground where the monitors are just starting to get back out to the field now.
Hill spoke on what the age and time frame that she believes some of the artifacts came from.
The artifacts are like probably about up to 11,000 years old.
Oh, no.
So yeah, and that's a concern for me. And I'm thank you for that, Darren, because you know, some of the items that these museums and these archaeology companies and an essay, those are our sacred materials. Like, you know, like how do we know that some of these items we don't need for ceremony? And they're housing them and so on many levels, it's very concerning. And I thank you for the support today.
Hill also detailed that work will continue on many sites within the surrounding area, including Simcoe, Hagersville, Mississauga, and Brantford. Hill spoke on the artifacts being collected and what is next for sharing those artifacts for public consumption.
We want to see those artifacts from Fisher-Hallman, you know, used for knowledge and you know, some sort of acknowledgement. So the Kitchener Museum still working with us on that project of basically, you know, what is it going to look like? Are we still going to continue on with an interactive approach where, you know, they're going to bring drones in there and they're going to reenact what a village looked like? So that conversation is still moving into 2023.
Hill says it's important for Indigenous communities to be involved from the start of these projects to ensure protection of the artifacts that are found.
What is important for us in these stages is that the stage one and the stage two, an Indigenous engagement bulletin with the ministry standards and guidelines, we are not actively involved in these stages. And as you can see with me explaining what the stage ones and twos mean, those are significant, important areas that Indigenous communities need to be sitting at. We need to be sitting at the table when they're discussing stage one or even planning of these projects so we don't have any disgruntled archaeological companies and writing off stage ones and stages two, because again, that is where our potential is. If we're not involved there, then it's really problematic for, you know, our heritage protection and respect.
Councillor Sherry Lynn Hill spoke on her hopes to see pressure put on the Ministry of the Environment to authorize Indigenous communities to be included in conversations on projects from the beginning stages.
I guess since we're at political right now, I think that still needs to be on the radar for the ministry, that we're still don't get notification till stage three compared to stage one and two. And I'm glad that the archaeologists, they're working with you, the companies. So that's good.
Tanya Hill spoke on where some of the collected artifacts go after being recovered and her hopes to bring them back to Six Nations and to be housed in a facility here on Six Nations.
So currently our artifacts, our heritage, is basically housed, unfortunately, in sometimes the basement of consulting archaeology companies. I advocate in our role to, in my role to have them put in a facility. So generally substantial archaeology in Hamilton. And that way that they're not, they're actually somewhere and documented into a housing facility. Because what is really problematic if something happens to these consulting archaeologists who actually have our artifacts in their home, what if they passed away, right? What if they decided to retire? So these are ongoing conversations I'm having as well to ensure that, you know, some of this material comes home. We need to start teaching our people. We need to start teaching our children. So I'm working on, you know, trying to figure out what that's going to look like with community and council involvement. So right now we're in the premature stages of figuring out, you know, okay, ministry, how does this look? Okay, sustainable archaeology, how can you support us? So those are some of the conversations that I'm having now. So my ultimate goal is to see that our heritage come home. Like it needs to come home, and we need to set up some sort of a housing facility at some point for these.
Chief Mark Hill acknowledged more work needs to be done by Six Nations elected council to bring the artifacts back to Six Nations.
I think, well, you know, part of the, I guess, the political advocacy, Tanya, obviously is not just what you're doing on your end, but, you know, what we got to do to further the conversations with government on that piece. Because you're right, that is very, that's quite an unfair criteria, you know, when yet everyone else has to meet that, but Indigenous communities. Doesn't make any sense.
Six Nations elected council CEO Darren Jamieson says a plan is in place for a facility to house all the artifacts, but needs to be updated and submitted to council for review.
It would be a records building combined with a library plus an archival. So, you know, the whole notion of a museum element could be added, or interpretive portion. As people come into the facility, there would be some, obviously, sections there of that building that would be restricted for access. And some climate controlled areas as well. So we do have a design and just need to revisit that. It is on our infrastructure plan. We do have it in there for within the next 3 years. So we can look at that again in terms of a political advocacy plan around getting the capital, getting the funding required to get it up and running as soon as possible.
Six Nations elected council accepted the archaeological update as information during the April 24th political liaison meeting.